morning. Everything big is made up of the accumulation of little things. 100 pennies make a pound, many bricks make a building, many pages a book, many steps a journey. Success involves getting many little things just right. Failure involves getting many little things wrong. An engine works or fails to work depending on whether or not all the loose screws are tightened. Little by little, incrementally, almost imperceptibly, we make lots of little choices and decisions, and sooner or later they amount to something significant, for better or worse. Zephaniah the prophet in the Old Testament condemns his people, especially the silent majority. It's not that they had done great acts of horror, but they had been guilty of doing nothing to stop the nation sliding into chaos. Sometimes it is the apathetic and indifferent people who are more responsible for a nation's moral collapse than those who are actively engaged in evil. All that evil needs to flourish is that good people do nothing. You don't need to burn down a library, just not use it. You don't need to destroy church buildings, just don't enter them. You don't need to burn Bibles, just don't open them. People often do nothing because they think the world will never change. But the way things are is only because we have allowed them to become this way. We do have influence. We do have responsibility. We are accountable to God. We want a better world, and we don't want to be caught up in the chaos that we permit. Little by little, each of our small contributions, with Jesus' help, will tip the balance in our own lives and in the corporate life together. Jesus took one little boy and his little picnic lunch and used it to do a great miracle, feeding well over 5,000 people. He can do miracles with our little contributions too.